Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio. Please welcome the hardest working type 2 diabetic in podcasting. It's Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
Hey there, guys. Welcome to the show. You're speaking with Tori, Idiot Box Radio. Rather, you're not. I'm talking at you. And that's just the way it's got to be on this fine day. I hope that you are super well and ready to rock and roll. You can find the show at idiotboxradio.com. You can subscribe to the show at Apple Podcasts or on Apple Podcasts. Whatever the fuck Apple Podcasts are located. Just look up the Idiot Box Radio podcast. Tori, man of action, doyen, salting the fruit, painting pictures, and getting to the fucking point. I do like to say that because it's a truth, and I like to speak truth. Yea, verily, mightily. As I've said before, with the fucking compunction and grammar of Excalibur gasping as Arthur lifted it out of the fucking rock. Does that make sense? I'm not entirely sure, but it painted a mental picture in my head, and I'm sure it's fucking coated yours with the indelible image of a young Arthurian lifting that mighty vessel from the rock and becoming King of England. Seriously, who would want to become fucking King of England? It fucking rains all the time. People have fucking bad dental health, but not for the most part anymore. I think that's become a thing of the past, like the British teeth thing. In any case, this show is not even about that, so let's just segue way on, because I feel like I'm wasting your time. This show, I mean, I'm going to talk about my life, and it isn't safe for work, and things that happen generally are the truth with embellishment, a little bit of embellishment. But this part that I'm going to tell you is not an embellishment. It's not even a long show, because hey, I just want to get to the point and tell you something quickly. So I'm at work. I work in retail, and when you're in retail, it's like, it's not the lowest job in the world, but by fuck, it's one of the lowest jobs. It's where people can walk in, and it doesn't matter where they're at, they're the customer, and regardless of what you think, they're always right. Well, so they think. Always fuck right. Always right. Look at me. Why aren't you serving me? It's all about me. Fucking my child needs this fucking piece of shit to complete its life for today only. I can't get over how much money people spend on their fucking brats in this shop. Seriously. It's like my kids, maybe I was a tight ass or maybe I just wasn't paid a lot of money, but they had a $150 limit for their fucking presents and I had trouble scraping that shit together. Not literally shit, but the money from my pay to do that because I was spending so much on Lego on myself, I wouldn't have enough money left to get them shit. Just joking. Not kind of really. No, it's important for children to learn the value of a dollar, and I think that we really do go overboard nowadays keeping our fucking brats, our little fucking treasures, look at him, he's so clever, keeping them happy constantly, that we lose track of teaching them the value of a buck and working to make an honest living or at least shoplift. In any case, holding those bananas on tightly to the scales, let's proceed into our story. I'm at work, I'm chatting to a colleague. You have to call them colleagues because at the end of the day, you don't really hang out outside of work. Well, not often anyhow. But this guy's a friend, but he's a colleague, but he's a friend. He's a friendly friend, but he's a colleague. And we're standing there talking about things at work, about work things and about shared interests, when all of a sudden this lady walks past. She nods and smiles hello. That was nice of her. She didn't have to, because we're subservient retail workers and we should have been bowing and scraping at the very prospect of her walking through the shop. However, I didn't. I stood there talking. I did pause and nod and smile politely, as you're meant to, because I provide old-fashioned good old service. Old-fashioned-y good old service, being polite, looking good, with my graying hair being tied back in a fucking pony. Okay? The pony is a bit of a weird one for me. It's the longest I've ever had my hair, and for once I have to tie it back from falling into my eyeballs. Falling into the eyeballs isn't necessarily true because your eyes are made of gelatinous stuff. If it fell into my pupil, that would be a possibility. I don't know how far back the hole in your pupil goes before it becomes part of your sensory fucking nerve that actually ties into your brainstem and gives you like picture. So look, as much as I like to be scientific about these things, I don't know the answer. If you are a scientist, please make sure that you comment by emailing me at idiotboxradio@gmail.com. In any case, there's some fucking dolt following her. Quite often men don't like shopping, and when they do, they have a begrudged look. This guy, however, was looking around furtively, and I shit you not, as he walked past, he farted. Now, the fart itself, as much as I love a good fart, and my life and Ash, who I live with, his life, are filled with farts. FWF, filled with farts. Use that. You can use that. Seriously, just use it. Filling it with farts. But I don't walk around, oh, I do sometimes, but let's pretend for the story I don't walk around farting in front of strangers. That's another acronym. I can't figure it out fast enough to put it on the show. Maybe I'll dub it in later. If it sounds weird, it's because I've dubbed it in, okay? We've got this deal. Just pretend you don't notice it. Anyhow, he farts, and I am kidding you not, it was a 5-second fart. It was actually longer than that. So it was more than the 5-second fart. I was going to do that as silence, but I thought you might appreciate me making a perp sound instead of doing so. In front of us, he walked down an aisle. I mean, if this cunt could have fucking changed gears halfway through that fart and made an appropriate sound, I would have been proud. I would have said, thank you so very much. Yes, sir. But instead, myself and my co-worker, who I shan't name for the simple fact that maybe I shouldn't be saying this, I looked at the guy who farted. His wife started laughing. I laughed too, because it was a good sound. opening fart, but I did say, "Hi, mate, you won't be surprised to know that I won't be serving you for at least 2 minutes." He laughed, said he was sorry, and I said, "No, you're not, but I wouldn't be either. But I'm not serving you for at least 2 minutes." But seriously, who the fuck thinks they can fucking fart in front of me? The fucking man of action, you filthy fucking butt-peeling cunt! How dare you, sir? How dare you think that you can walk into the place where I have to work for minimum fucking wage and just peel off for yours and your fucking missus' amusement? You piece of filthy shit. Not serve you for 2 minutes? How about not serve you at all? Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out, you filthy fucking animal. Did that sound convincing as I was actually outraged? I actually laughed because farts are funny, guys. And if you can't see the funny in a fart, then you're probably listening to the wrong show. Idiot Box Radio out.